This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The Islamic State Group's Afghan branch has claimed responsibility for the wedding bombing in Kabul that killed at least 63 people and wounded more than 180. The victims of the overnight suicide bombing at a packed wedding hall were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. This witness said the explosion happened near the musician's stage where many youth and children were when the bomb went off. The United Nations denounced the wedding hall bombing as an atrocious act against Afghan Shiites, saying it has documented several previous attacks against the community. The attack was one of the worst against Afghan civilians in recent years. Protesters rallied in Hong Kong again on Sunday as anti-government demonstrations, now in their 11th week, continue. Michael Sullivan reports that the protests were first sparked by an extradition bill, but are now broadly aimed at maintaining Hong Kong's special status with China.
A sea of umbrellas and a peaceful show of force as tens of thousands of protesters spilled into the streets in defiance of authorities after Sunday's rally.
Because I just can't help it, of the history that happened this recent few months, I feel obliged as a Hong Kong belonger to come out to protest, to make the government realize that we meant business.
Braving the rain in a scene reminiscent of the Umbrella Movement protests of 2014. Now it's about an extradition bill with China that protesters say undermines Hong Kong's legal system. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Hong Kong.
One protester said, "Every one of us is scared, but we still have to try our best to fight for our freedom." This is VOA News.